Ernst Casting again. I don't think I gave my address. It's 1513 Alton Woods in Concord, and that's 03301. One of the people back here, after I sat down, said, well, how did you stop that thing in Virginia? And that was something I didn't have enough time to bring up, but one of the suggestions I have for the environmental study is to look at a few geological kinds of things. We've heard about the partitioning of the land biologically and all of that, but geologically, one important aspect that I found out to be true in Virginia, which is mountainous, that part of the state down there is very much like up here. They're very, you know, very nice, beautiful areas. And that aspect is erosion of land along the power line corridor. And then there's also the application of herbicides. And it depends on what you're looking at, soil, groundwater-wise there. Those two things were what convinced the State Corporation Commission, which is equivalent to whoever's going to do it here in the state. Remember, they said it was the state that's going to determine this ultimately, if it gets that far. But those are issues. Now, the one way to find out about that is to actually have one of your folks or somebody that you know is going to be impartial to walk an existing power line and see what kind of caretakers these power companies are. You will be surprised at what kind of land stewards they are when you walk the power lines. I was absolutely shocked about that. And it was that argument that allowed us to eventually, yes, we got the power line. We didn't really want it, but at least it went into an area with the least environmental impact. So those were two suggestions, positive suggestions I have for your study, the erosion and the herbicide application.
Thank you.